Penguin Random House Audio presents What It Takes, How I Built a $100 Million Business Against the Odds. This is the author, Regan Moyer-Jones. To my family, Anae, Lourdes, Erin and Amelie Rose, thank you all for driving me mad and keeping me sane. The four of you are my reason for being. My earth angels who make complete sense to me when most other things around me don't. Marcos, I could not have done any of this without you, despite the fact that you drive me the most mad of all. Thank you for being my biggest champion and for putting up with me. I love you all. I wrote this book for all the women who were told they can't by people who knew they could. Introduction. You just don't get it, my boss hollered, cutting me off mid-sentence. You don't have an entrepreneurial bone in your whole body. My boss, let's call him Jack, and I were having a heated discussion about some restructuring of the divisions within the company. Among other changes, Jack had just replaced a long-time editor, I'll call her Jill, at one of the magazines and given her a new, far less prestigious title. Not unlike letting an ousted CEO call herself an honorary chairwoman in order to save face. What killed me as I sat there listening to him ramble on was that he kept talking about how thrilled Jill was about her new position, what a great opportunity this was for her future. As if anyone has ever been thrilled about getting demoted. Any other day, I might have been offended by his comment. On that day, however, I had to bite my lip to keep from smiling because there was something else I knew that Jack didn't. I had secretly been running a business at night, actually in the wee hours of the morning long after I'd put my daughters to bed for 2 years. I was only a week or two away from announcing my resignation to pursue the business full time. And at the time of Jack's dressing down, my fledgling company had just hit revenue of $1 million. Today, Aidan and Danae, the swaddling blanket and baby goods company I co-founded with a friend and just $15,000 in initial startup capital, is a thriving global business. Beyoncé, Jennifer Garner, DJ Khaled, Chrissy Teigen, Priscilla Chan, Channing Tatum, Pink, Gwen Stefani, Neil Patrick Harris, and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are customers. Aidan and Danae has offices in New York, the UK, and Japan. The company sells more than 2,000 products in 68 countries around the world, with revenue in excess of $100 million. I'll also go ahead and mention that Aidan and A was named to the Crain's New York Business Fast 50 list in 2013, 2014, and 2015. Guess who went on to become a C-level executive at Crain's? My old boss, Jack, the man who basically told me I had no idea how to run a business. Oh, and one last jab at Mr. You Don't Have an Entrepreneurial Bone. In 2014, I was named an Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. As much as I love telling that story because the irony is fabulous, there was a time not so long ago when I would have agreed with Jack. Until a few years ago, I never thought of myself as an entrepreneur either. At the time of this conversation in the spring of 2009, I was celebrating my 10th anniversary working as a sales executive in the research division of The Economist Group, although to call myself an executive is perhaps a bit of a stretch. I was more of a mid-level salesperson. I didn't have a single employee working under me until I'd been on the job for more than 8 years. And celebrating isn't really the right word either. It's not that I disliked my job, which was to enlist corporate sponsors to fund our industry research reports. I was pretty great at sales. My little two-person division was earning the company upward of $2 million a year. What I was having trouble with were the people, namely Jack, who could not understand why a long-time editor might not want to be given a new role. I had never been quite so forthcoming with Jack before, mind you. I just figured he might want to know that one of his most senior employees was unhappy and, at that point, I had nothing to lose by being honest. Unfortunately, Jack did not appreciate my honesty. In fact, he was pissed. "She's an entrepreneur, Regan," he said, his voice rising. "She knows where we're taking the company. She understands."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?